your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Joining me today, Peter Barsoom, founder and CEO of 1906. 1906 is a new category of premium edibles, and they're making quite a bit of noise in the space. So Peter, really fantastic having you on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm really pleased. Happy Friday. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Absolutely. So, Peter, just, to kick things off, you guys have been doing an amazing job, at least on the creative brand side with your products. And you guys are quickly becoming, one of the most recognized and fastest growing brands in the cannabis space. So maybe talk to us a little bit about, the mission of the company and, how you came up with this idea and how you brought it to life.
Oh, thank you. Well, it started, I was in finance for 20 plus years and left back in 2014 and was looking at pursuing different entrepreneurial opportunities. And really, the idea behind 1906 was my wife's idea. We started the company and we built it together. We had gone out to Colorado in early 2015, about a year after it was legalized. And what we observed in that market is that a lot of the products and a lot of the positioning was still very much focused on young male heavy user consumers. And so we came at it kind of from two places. One, I love smoking flower, but there are times in the day and places where you can't smoke flower. And the step down from flower to edibles is massive. We choose flower because of how it tastes or smells and what the effect is that it's going to be. And that's why we have access to so many different strains in order to dial in that experience. But now turn to edibles. And edibles suffer from three major problems. Most of them taste bad or made with poor quality ingredients. Second is you have no idea how they're going to make you feel. And third, it takes way too much time to affect you. So part of our mission behind 1906 is to give people the best possible cannabis experience, but in a much healthier alternative to smoking flower. So that was kind of one vision. The other vision or the other element of the vision is the fact that there's a large and growing segment of people for whom it's not about getting high and it's not about smoking. Cannabis is medicine and it's a wellness medicine, and it can help them manage the demands and the stresses of daily life. And what was really missing in the market and still to a large extent still misses is functional cannabis, something that helps me perform at my best no matter what it is I want to do, whether it be more energy, more sex, more sleep, or better sex, better sleep, relaxation. And nobody was doing that. So we started the company to focus on people like you and me, for whom it's not about seeing purple dragons, that cannabis can be an important part of their toolkit, and as an alternative to alcohol and pharmaceuticals.
Awesome. Well, I got to tell you, I really love some of the stuff that you guys have come out with recently. I haven't tried it yet, but I've been reading quite a bit about it. But the drops and the packaging around the drops and the way that you guys have really branded everything, from sleeping to sex to chilling out or whatever it might be. Talk to us about the evolution of how you came up with these very interesting segments. Obviously, you're utilizing cannabis with other forms of additives and plants and stuff like that.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. It was hard. We set out and we said any 1906 product has to have three core things to it. It has to be fast acting. I'm a New Yorker. I'm impatient. Nobody, nobody wants to wait 60 to 90 minutes for any medicine to kick in. If you're tired and you want to sleep, you want to sleep now. If you're in the mood that you want that to come on now. If you need a pep of energy, you need that now. So that was one part. The second part was the fact that it has to deliver a specific effect. Because whether it's you're looking to get high or you're looking to feel a particular way, we all have different needs. And how do we get there And so the two innovations that we really brought to market are our fast acting technology. So you feel the effects in under 20 minutes. And nobody's got a better fast acting technology that is more science based and more research than 1906. And the fact that we use other plant medicine in combination with cannabis in order to deliver that specific effect. And really, that's the way medicine used to be practiced. So if you go back, you know, to the time of our name, 1906, you had doctors who would create tinctures of other plant medicines and really taking what we call sort of a multi-molecular approach, as opposed to the pharmaceutical single molecule solves everything approach. And so by relying on a whole industry of pharmaceuticals and dietary supplements and so much clinical research that's been done on many other products, we were able to create effects that are specific and that are consistent across people through these combinations of cannabis with other plant medicine. And so what we did is we spent a lot of time doing research and thinking about, well, what are the major reasons why people walk into a dispensary? And, you know, we look at the world and, you know, the six experiences that we have today cover go, which is for energy, bliss, which is for happiness, genius, which is for cognitive focus, chill for relaxation, love for sex and arousal, and midnight for sleep. And the other, so that covers a large majority of what people use cannabis for. I think there's another category, which is pain, and we've got some products that are working on pain. But those six plus pain and a few others that we got work really cover 90%+ of the use cases that people are looking to use cannabis for. The other thing is that cannabis can be very confusing. I mean, you walk into a dispensary, you have all of these products, they have different strain names, they have different cannabinoid ratios. And it's like, I just want something to help me sleep. Like, why does it have to be so difficult and confusing? You know, it feels like the old days of when you would walk into a electronic shop or if you walk into a bike shop these days. And for a lot of us, going into a dispensary, it might be the first time we're going in. We don't know all the stuff. So it can be a really intimidating experience. And so we wanted to keep it simple. And through our colors and through our names and by making it so that the consumer doesn't have to know too much information. Look, if they want to dive deep, we have tons of science and tons of information to educate them. But if they just want something to help me sleep, they can see something that says called Midnight. It is purple. It's a pill. Great. I understand what that is. It replaces my Ambien.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, Peter, you were saying you're a New Yorker. Are you in New York now?
Right now I'm in Denver.
Okay. But are you generally in New York?
I'm on the road 5 days a week. So I'm in New York on the weekends.
Okay. So obviously a lot of important updates coming out of New York this past week, right? So really exciting stuff. So I wanted to first, you know, talk to you as New York has obviously legalized recreational cannabis and all the social equity programs that come along with that. I wanted to get your take and insight, but I also wanted to know for everyone who's listening in here, especially as you come out with all these new products and you have these current products in the marketplace, where do you guys serve? Like, where can people find these products? And so I think, you know, we're starting to see such a rapid, you know, pace of almost like a domino effect, right? With New Jersey, now New York, New Mexico last night. I saw some chatter about Connecticut this morning, Rhode Island, like things are actually accelerating super fast now. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about your plans and what you think of everything going on right now.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. So first, where can people find 1906? So we're currently available in 4 states: Colorado, which is where we started, Oklahoma, Illinois, and Massachusetts. We will be expanding later this year to Maryland, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. So our focus is on markets, particularly east of the Rockies, with a few exceptions. And particularly focused on the Northeast, where we think there is a lot of opportunity and the greatest return on invested capital. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible. how when I started 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and it was just Washington and Colorado, to think 6 years later that we're at, I think, the 16th state now that has legalized and 35 states medical, and there is no turning back the clock. It reminds me of sort of the pace of how people's attitudes and politics around gay marriage just they're hit a tipping point. It was like, yeah, of course. Like, what were we thinking that, you know, that that homosexual couples couldn't get married, right? And I think we're going to look back, you know, this next generation is going to be like, what? They banned cannabis? Like,
so. It's the same thing with, like, you know, alcohol during Prohibition. It's like, could you imagine, like, you can't get a drink? It's mm-hmm. illegal to get a martini. Yeah. It's just preposterous, right?
Exactly. And what's just as exciting, you know, what's also as exciting is what does that mean that cannabis prohibition is coming to an end? And number one, it means that the end of the drug war, which it wasn't a war on drugs, it was a war on people, a discriminatory, it destroyed lives and communities. And we as a nation have paid and inflicted a heavy toll on some of the most disproportionate members of our society. So that's number one. There's more work to be done. We can't just undo prohibition. We also have to right the wrongs of the past century. But that's, I think, one of the most important things to come out of the pace of legalization, the end of the racist war on drugs. Number two is people's health and happiness. The reason why we're seeing all of this push for legalization, it's not because legislators and politicians have woken up and said, you know, wow, what we were doing is wrong. No, it's that consumers and voters have said, I want access to cannabis and I want an end to this drug war. Why do they want access to cannabis? Because it's one of the most versatile plant medicines known to man, because it works. And I think that's also what it has opened up, is questioning our whole philosophy and policy and research and approach to other substances that we've also banned. You know, what's really exciting is the psychedelic movement and how we're seeing more research finally being done on other substances there that have true therapeutic value here. So by putting the research first, I think that, and giving people access to cannabis and other plant medicines and other substances, we really are taking a big step forward to giving people more access to things that can give them more health and happiness.
I love it. So, Peter, you mentioned you've been doing this now for about 6 years. So I think I read that you started the company back in 2015, right? Roughly
yep.
6 years.
Yep.
So, you know, I think when you think about the cannabis world as a whole, like, obviously this has been going on for a long time. There's a lot of people who've been really fighting for, you know, justice with cannabis and, you know, kind of moving to where we are today. But still, kind of entering the space in 2015, at least in my eyes, is still relatively early than most. So, you know, I'm just curious from you, you know, what are maybe some of the benefits or even disadvantages of entering early? And what's different now as far as, you know, we're seeing every day there's new players that are emerging, you know, in 2021.
Yeah.
You know, I think you have a different lens than most because you've been doing this for a half a decade plus, where a lot of people are just entering the market in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a lot of people told me I was crazy, that we were crazy when we started 6 years ago. So a couple of things that have changed is a lot of people won't tell you that you're crazy. Which is good, which also opens up the door to a kind of more support, whether it be financial, legal, business, you know, so on and so forth. So there are more resources and tools out there for people who are looking to get into the cannabis business. You know, like I said, when we started, people told us we were crazy. We moved out to Colorado, and what we wanted to do were low dose, controlled dose edibles in a market that everybody said, all the people care about is getting high for as cheap as possible. And we had a different, yes, there are some people who are like that, but we don't believe that's the majority of consumers that are out there. But now, you know, we're seeing other companies, whether it be, you know, like the beverage company Can, or Dosis, that are really focused on social and moderately dosed cannabis and not just concentrates and dabs and the highest flower potency. I think that opens up the path for innovators to come in and entrepreneurs to come in. And now that the market is opening up, the stigma on cannabis is slowly coming down. More and more consumers are coming in. That creates an opportunity to target different segments of the market. I mean, why do we have so many different types of bottled water? What? Right.
Oh, and, true.
Yeah. I mean, and I think there seems to be more choice in bottled water in some cases than the cannabis products that are out there. That may be an exaggeration, but you get the point. So I think that's one of the things that's exciting, is the space is bigger. I think the other thing that's exciting is that there are a lot of ways to participate in the cannabis economy, you know, besides just having a retail dispensary or growing cannabis. And this whole ecosystem, you know, will contribute tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of jobs. We have an opportunity to create economic opportunities for people who suffered the most from the war on drugs. And that's one of the things that I like about the New York State program and some other programs, is that they are thinking about that. It's not just about issuing a license to somebody or opening up license. This is a tough business, and we need to provide additional resources to help people from disadvantaged communities participate in this market. There's a lot of wealth that is going to be created in cannabis. And I think we have an opportunity to be very thoughtful about how that wealth is distributed and who gets to participate in this, because it's a new economic sector here.
Without a question. And, you know, what I find super interesting, Peter, too, with your background, is that you actually came from the banking world. And so I'm almost thinking, you know, 5-6 years ago when you started this company, you probably had a lot of your colleagues that were like, what the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, now, you know, fast forward, as we've seen this rapid pace of legalization, now all of the, you know, the large financial institutions are trying to figure out, how do we get involved in this now? So kudos to you for looking that out early.
Well, thank you. It's been a team effort, and thankfully, you know, we've had a lot of people, from investors to regulators, to media, to patients and consumers who have, it's what makes coming to work and building this company amazing, is the support of the broader 1906 community.
Absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, you know, hats off to you guys on, you know, really, you know, taking your products and putting a lot of thought into how you package them. And, you know, I'm looking forward to finally trying them, you know, as you guys make your way to New York. And we'll be watching you, and, you know, congrats on everything. And I also congrats, I know you raised some money this past year as well. So, you know, we'll be looking at what you're doing next.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you for coming on the show, Peter.
Take care.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.